There's an arc to many modern plays, at least for me, wherein the first 20 or 30 minutes often appear a little too clever, like the playwright is pouring out his or her witty or profound thoughts accumulated since the last production. At least the dialogue often comes across that way to me, a bit too clever to relate to, however good the acting may be. Then eventually, usually, hopefully, it clicks in at some point and I'm off on the ride. I experienced a bit of that with Mother Road's current production at the filling station, Love Song, a romantic comedy by John Kolvenbach. Married couple Harry and Joan, played by Mark Hissler and Kristen Hansen, throw around some of the wittiest banter I've ever heard, though I think it would send me running away screaming if I ever heard it in real life. Still, Kristen Hansen in particular has a rare and wonderful natural acting style that often clicks into moments of "you can't see that I'm acting," which in itself is a pleasure to behold. Her brother, Bean, wonderfully portrayed by Peter DeSeth, is an unhappy fellow who lives alone without much change of clothes or dishes. I think we're supposed to see him as nutty, but maybe I've lived in Santa Fe too long, or perhaps just been me too long, but he struck me as just a bit eccentric, with perhaps a touch of autism, anxiety, and manic depression. A constant concern to Joan, of course, who pays his rent and worries about him constantly. An exasperated Harry observes, "Eons of Darwinian evolution somehow produced this." I'm paraphrasing. Then a dream girl comes into Bean's life, well cast and well acted by Lauren Myers. Naturally, his mood improves, dramatically. Bean enters the world of incredibly witty banter, now a delightful character, even if still not gainfully employed. Suddenly the love songs make sense, Bean says. A cliche, perhaps, but we really feel how his life has changed. Then suddenly the landscape shifts. The reality changes. All that went before is suspect. The sort of twist I love in movies such as The Sixth Sense, The Others, The Prestige, and so on. And it works well here. Suddenly we're engaged on a whole new level, and even the previous excessively witty banter takes on a new, heart-rending tone. This final turn works beautifully and is capped by an incredibly moving bit of staging involving a sliding garage door, a brilliant moment. And the selection of music used in Love Song is fabulous too, by the way. Love Song is a memorable theater experience, playing this one last weekend at the filling station in Albuquerque. Information at 505-243-0596.